58 apiece. Titans with the basketball, looking for a go-ahead hoop. John Camardella right back to Hubbard. He feeds low to Starkey. Starkey baseline right off the glass and in. Eric Starkey off the assist from Seth Hubbard makes the score 60-58. 3:38 left to go in the ball game. Up for Carthage is Johnny Meyer. Meyer on the left wing to Bart Fabian. Back to Meyer. Meyer playing the point right now as they're trying to swing. McDaniel, of course, loose to shoot. He's down to the basket. Theo Powell goes to the hoop, shoots and misses with the rebound, deflected and taken away by Seth Hubbard.
Big rebound by Hubbard there on the miss by Powell. Powell had a point-blank look there, just missed a little one-hander.
Seth Hubbard got a real, real big board. Right side of the floor with his Luke Caston. Caston lobs inside to Camardella. Camardella, baseline right, off to Caston. Caston to Hubbard. 60-58, Illinois Wesleyan. A blocking foul is going to be whistled against Bart Fabian, I believe it is.
Art, just watching these two teams play, Illinois Wesleyan, I believe, ranked 8th and Carthage 16th, and I have a lot of trouble believing there are 15 teams in the nation better than Carthage. What do you think?
Yeah, I certainly concur with that.
I mean, Carthage is the real deal, folks. They are outstanding.
Free throw by Caston. Up, around, and out. Will not go down. Wow. 60-58, the score remains. Titans are 2, 5, 6, 7, 8 out of 9, 10, 11 free throws in the second half. There's a ninth free throw. Caston Metzen, 61-58. Here's Carthage, bringing the ball to the floor. 2:55 to go. Vasco Jurakovic wants a timeout. Timeout for the Red Men. It's a full timeout. 61-58 Illinois Wesley, and this is Titan basketball with 2:53 to go. Titan basketball on the Voice Sports 1230 WJBC. 2:53 to go in this one. Titans lead 61-58. Illinois final in. The Illini over Purdue 75-62. Tonight at the Assembly Hall in Champaign. All right, Carthage inbounds the basketball. 2:49 showing. It is nitty gritty time, fans.
I like that timeout by Coach Jurakovic. They're trying to kind of rally the troops for the stretch here.
Right side to McDaniel. Antoine looks Starkey eyeball to eyeball. Left side Menard. Menard to Meyer. Meyer kicks it right back out to Bart Fabian. Here's Fabian. Little dribble drive to the left side. Now with 3 seconds left on the shot clock, gets the ball to Meyer. Meyer forces one. No good. The rebound pulled down by the Titans.
Another.
Wesleyan's defense has been so outstanding. That's the shot clock, almost the shot clock violation there. There have been several near misses for Carthage.
Well, what can you say about the Titan defense? They just locked Carthage up for a full 35 seconds.
There's Camardella. Camardella down the lane to Starkey. Starkey's mucked by Meyer, and the foul goes to Johnny Meyer. His fourth.
That was a little Denny Bridges backdoor pass there, and Eric Starkey, on the receiving end, was clobbered right as he was about to catch it under the basket. So
Dave Steinbrook in a brief conference with Scott Troost over there as the Titan staff. A collective thing on a night like tonight. Free throw by Starkey. Outer rim will not go.
Quite a bit short there by Starkey. Titans looking for a 4-point lead here. They're up 61-58, and every point obviously critical here. So Eric needs to drop this one, and Titans need to play some more D.
Not a good time to have your free throw shooting go south on you. Second throw is up and in. Eric gets one out of two. Starkey's had the unenviable task of trying to contain Mr. McDaniel tonight. Held him to 17 points, which is just a shade below his average. Let's hope he stays there. Here's Johnny Meyer on the left wing. 62-58. Titans lead it by four. Down the lane goes McDaniel. He's going to have a blocking foul against the Titans, and it's going to be on Starkey.
Eric did a nice job moving his feet as McDaniel went to make his move down the lane, but Starkey did bump him. A good call. McDaniel going to shoot two free throws right now.
Well, that foul call could be pivotal. Antoine McDaniel's at the line in a one-on-one situation.
He missed one earlier.
Free throw is good. That's 18 points for McDaniel. He's not going to miss this one. 62-59. He will probably pull Carthage within two on this free throw.
A first-team All-American, no question about it.
Throws up and in. He got a pair. 62-60. Antoine McDaniel misses it. Three-quarter court pressure from Carthage. Titans are going to take a timeout.
Illinois Wesleyan.
Scott Truth wants to talk it over with his troops. Timeout Illinois Wesleyan. They lead by just two with 1:37 to go. This is Titan basketball on the voice, Sports 1230 WJBC. Three of the last four Titan games have been just like this one. The win over Augustana, the win over Wheaton, and now the battle with Carthage. Milliken was kind of a breather with a 69-54 triumph, but even that wasn't exactly a piece of cake. Big Blue certainly were representative, but you had the contenders playing here, and the Titans have faced them all in the space of, what, about a week or 10 days?
You're right. The Titans have faced Augustana, Wheaton, and now Carthage, so they will have played all three of what you'd consider the top four. And again, another barn burner, 62-60 Titans. Huge possession right here with a minute 37 to play in this one.
Cameron Dowell will inbound the ball to Adam Douches. Douches, the freshman point guard from Homewood Flossmoor, brings it up against Johnny Meyer. Man standing here, 1:31 to go in the ball game, 62-60. Titans need to convert. This trip down, they have a 2-point lead. Here is Starkey. Starkey works off to Luke Caston, right side Adam Douches. Douches sails in, pulls it up, rolls it in. Adam Douches, off balance, got it home.
My goodness, that kid has some guts, Art, to take that shot in that situation. What a shot by the freshman.
16 points for Douches. Kevin Menard to the baseline to McDaniel. He drives, shoots, and scores. Starkey has to be a little careful. He's riding with four fouls. Under a minute, 64-62. I guess he has to be a lot careful when he's riding under with four fouls. Anyway, we're under a minute. Titans with the basketball and a 2-point lead. Here's Douches out front with Johnny Meyer on him. Clock rolls down to 47 seconds. 21 seconds on the shot clock. Seth Hubbard out to help out front. Starkey. Titans trying to hang on. Douches. Douches goes from the top of the circle. Off to Eric Starkey. Starkey back down the right corner of the floor to Adam Douches with 33 seconds left and 7 seconds on the shot clock.
Five-second
violation has been called on Adam Douches in the right corner.
5 seconds closely guarded there. A big mistake there. Wasn't all Adam's fault as he was trying to direct traffic there, but a huge, huge break for Carthage.
Yeah, 5 second call. Carthage has the ball. The Redmen trail by two with 21 seconds left.
I think they're going to try to take one final shot, and I wouldn't be surprised if McDaniel shoots a three trying to win this thing.
I wouldn't either. Here's Meyer out front, 13 seconds left to go. And timeout taken by Carthage. We'll keep it right here. Needless to say.
Boy, 13.0 on the clock, 64-62 Wesleyan. And that was certainly a big turn of events there when Douches got called for the 5 seconds closely guarded all the way in the corner.
You've got to cover the three-point shooters here. No question about that. And I remember last year when the Titans lost the game to North Central here and they didn't cover the three-point shooter.
I think the question here, Art, is obviously the ball is going to come into McDaniel and he's going to come around a screen, either left or right.
Yeah.
If you're the Titans, you have to jump the screen. You have to double it. So then Carthage will slide someone to the basket. I imagine they'll dump it to Garns. If the Titans don't switch up top, look for McDaniel to fire one from long range.
Yeah, you got to get right in his face, and he still may bury it on. He's a tremendous shooter. This is where Carthage has that All-American weapon. And Starkey's done a tremendous job on him tonight. I mean, as well as he can do, he's going to be close to 20 points for us all over.
Eric has done a nice job on him. He's just so good. It's hard to believe McDaniel shot something like 8 of 29 against Augustana. So, again, let's see if it goes into McDaniel in a hurry. And
okay, 13 seconds left. Wesleyan fans on their feet. The ball is inbounded to Meyer. We're down to 11 seconds. Meyer being covered by Douches. Titans lead by two. Out front to Theo Powell, right corner of the floor. He works the ball to Menard. Menard gets the ball to McDaniel. The ball knocked away. Loose basketball rolling on the floor. Diving for it. Titans have it.
Game's over, Art. Game's over.
Game is all over. Time has expired, and the Titans have pulled it out.
Eric Starkey with a big steal there. A clean swipe of Antoine McDaniel. What a defensive play by Starkey.
Defense paid off, and that time near the timeline. Tremendous win for the Titans here, and the place is going bananas. Illinois Wesleyan goes to 13-2. They have won 10 in a row and moved to 4-0 in the CCIW. Let's recap what happened once again as Carthage inbounds the basketball with 13 seconds left. Wesleyan got very, very tough on the perimeter, and McDaniel didn't touch the ball until we were down to about 4 seconds left. And he got an errant pass out near the 10-second line. I doubt if he could have taken a shot from out here anyway. The pass kind of filled it off his fingertips and rolled out of bounds, I thought. The time expired before it got out of bounds, and of course, Starkey made the defensive play.
Yeah, just like you said, McDaniel didn't get it until about 5 on the clock, and Starkey knocked it out of his hands. McDaniel had to run all the way to half court and the end line, and by that time, the clock was at 1 and then 0, and we've got pandemonium on the court, Art.